Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel.
One day, Hazrat Abu Saleh, Jungi Dost, he was doing the zikr of Allah Azawajal, and it was one whole day since he had eaten anything. And as he was very hungry, he was sitting near a river, and he seen that an apple in the river. So he quickly got the apple and he ate the apple. Now what happened next is a thought crossed his mind. He started thinking to himself that I've eaten this apple, but I don't know where this apple has come from. Maybe it's come from someone's garden. Maybe it's fallen off the tree, and maybe I've eaten this apple without the permission of the owner. So then now he goes searching. He goes searching to find out where this apple may have come from. So then he came to this conclusion that this apple has come from so-and-so garden. So he approached the owner, and the owner of this garden, it belonged to Hazrat Abdullah Somi, who was an older man. So after talking to him, Hazrat Abdullah Somi, whose garden it was, he said to him that if you want me to forgive you, you will have to work for me for 12 whole years. Now think to yourself, if he was us in his condition, what would we say? We would say, brother, it's only an apple. You want me to work for you for 12 years, brother? Forget it. Forget it. But Hazrat Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala and his father, Hazrat Abu Saleh Jangi Dost, he agreed to this condition. He worked for 12 years just to get forgiveness from the person. So my dear Sahib, after working for 12 years, Hazrat Abdullah Somi, whose garden it was, he said to Hazrat Abu Saleh Jangi Dost, that now that you have worked for 12 years, I've got one more condition. For you to be forgiven, you'll have to do one final thing for me. So he said to him, that what do you want me to do? He says, you will need to marry my daughter, but my daughter, she is blind, she is deaf, she is paralyzed, and she is crippled. Now think to yourself, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Saleh Jungi Dost Rahmatullah Alayhi, the father of Hazrat Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala, no. First of all, he worked for 12 years for this person to gain forgiveness. Once he's completed the 12 years, then he's being told that you'll have to marry my daughter, who's blind, she's deaf, she's paralyzed, and she's crippled. What would we do in that situation? But Hazrat Abu Saleh Jungi Dost Rahmatullah Alayhi, he also agreed this to this condition. He said, I will marry your daughter. Please forgive me for that one apple that I ate without your permission. Please forgive me. So he agreed to marry his daughter. So once they got married, when he approached on the wedding night, Hazrat Abu Saleh Jangi Dost, he entered the bride's room. And think to yourself, what thoughts would be going through our mind? That I'm going to visit my wife, I'm going to see my wife for the first time. She's blind, she's deaf, she's crippled, and she's paralyzed. Imagine the thoughts that are going through our mind. When Hazrat Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala, his father opened the door, he seen a beautiful woman sitting in front of him. Now this woman, she was neither deaf, she was neither blind. She was neither paralyzed or neither she was crippled. So he quickly left that room and he went back to her father. And he said to him, that you said to me that your daughter is blind, she's crippled, she's paralyzed, and she's deaf. I've just entered the room and I've seen a beautiful woman sitting there. Neither she deaf, neither she blind, neither is she paralyzed, neither she is crippled. And at this point, Hazrat Abdullah Somi explained. Look at the response that he gave, subhanAllah. He says, I had stated my daughter was blind because she has never seen any person with whom she could lawfully marry. She has never seen haram. I said to you that my daughter, she is deaf because she has never paid attention to any falsehood. I told you that she is paralyzed because she has never touched any unlawful things. And I told you that she is crippled because she has never stepped towards an unlawful action. And this is why I told you that my daughter, she is deaf, she is blind, she is crippled, she is paralyzed. And thus, my dear respected Islami brothers, the parents of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi were united. So before Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi was born, look at the taqwa level of the parents. That the father, he worked for 12 years just to gain forgiveness for an apple that he ate without the permission of the owner. And look at the mother of Hazrat Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that she never seen anything haram. She never listened to anything haram. She never touched anything that was haram. And she never walked towards anything that was unlawful. Look at the parents of Hazrat Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is why the mother of Hazrat Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave birth to him, Adi Islami brothers. And it's mentioned that when he was born on the eve of Ramadan, during the entire month of Ramadan, he never drank milk after the time of Sari and before the time of Iftar. And his mother says that Hazrat Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, He would never cry for milk the entire day, and he would only drink milk after the time of iftar. The parents were pious. The parents were good. That's why the child also became pious.